Justin Fluke back with you. We're talking Horton Boys Hoops now with head coach Michael Lanter. The Chargers are 4-12 on the year, three of those wins coming in the Delaware Valley League, but two losses here since last we spoke, both home games, coach. In fact, your final two home games of the regular season. You lost to Mar-Hill Mount Academy 64-33 last Tuesday night, and then Friday falling a close game against Troy 54-48. Let's talk about the Troy game. I know it was tight throughout and a really good competitive game, and seems like more often than not when you've had the close ones, you've been on the wrong side of them this season. It's continuing to be some costly mistakes at inopportune times for your club, huh?
Yeah, it definitely has been. You know, that game Friday night was kind of typical of the way our season has gone in close ball games. You know, we have very few games that we've won that have been close, and you know, when we've lost those games, it's come an opportunity where we didn't have the ball in the right position to score. We made mistakes. You know, we didn't cover the right guy on defense. You know, just little mistakes, you know, in those possessions down the stretch that cost us wins. And, you know, I think that's been the biggest difference in our record this year from last year.
And so you had the Mar-Hill game, a couple other leading scorers that haven't been at the top of your scoring column through some of the season. Curtis Stockstader and Dakota Bayless had double-digit scoring games. Are you getting a little bit more from your bench? I know it's inconsistent at times, but it seems like you've had some different players kind of step up here in the last week.
Yeah, we've got several young guys who've really stepped up and have really started playing well here towards the end of the year. And their minutes have kind of indicated that, you know, they're getting more playing time in the varsity games and have been solid contributors at times. But the consistency part has been what's lacked throughout this year is not having that consistent second and third score. And for that matter, not even sometimes having a consistent second score in some games. And that's really hurt us offensively, just not being able to put points up and having that consistency offensively. From several different players.
You have your final four games of the regular season now on the road starting tonight at Pleasant Ridge. And besides confidence, anything that you look back to that three-game winning streak that the team was doing really well, that you keep trying to get them back to that that point in the season when things just seem to be clicking a bit more?
Well, I think the thing that we did differently back then than we are doing now is that we didn't foul as many times. We're putting teams at the free throw line way too much. We're committing way too many fouls and getting in foul trouble with different players. Our defense, we're just not getting the stops and not holding teams to lower field goal percentage shooting and not getting in passing lanes to get steals that we've had. You know, we were in double-digit steals consistently during that stretch. Now we're back down to single digits. And so, you know, those three things, I think, have been the key to why we haven't been able to keep ourselves in ball games and even get ourselves in position to win at the end of the game.
I know sometimes it's kind of like we were talking about there in the first of the season, you kind of just feel like you need a win, you need a big exciting game to kind of get over the top and help turn the tide to get things rolling again. So best of luck in getting that at Pleasant Ridge and at D-West. We'll be there on Friday night to broadcast your game in Highland. Coach, I look forward to seeing you then.
All right, thank you very much.
Michael Lanter, head coach of the Horton Boys on the Charger Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Horton Thriftway.